The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing collaborations which explore therapies for autoimmune diseases. Cytocom has joined forces with La Jolla Institute for Immunology to discover and develop new immune-modulating therapies targeting toll-like receptors for autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis, cancer, and infectious and chronic inflammatory conditions. TLRs are an important family of protein receptors found at the surface of immune cells and others. They play a critical role in activating the first line of defense against microbes. As such, they are the key to fighting disease and to restore immune balance. The five-year partnership seeks to combine Cytocom's proprietary treatment, discovery, and development platform called Advanced Immunomodulating Multi-Receptor System with LJI's expertise as a world leader in immunology. An alliance with an academic institution, the caliber of La Jolla Institute, marks a major achievement for Cytocom and our mission to advance best-of-class immune-modulating therapies that restore immune homeostasis, Michael K. Hanley, Cytocom's president and CEO, said in a press release. Working with the La Jolla Institute, we will deeply explore the mechanisms that we believe drive next-generation therapeutic development with our AIMS technology and bring hope to patients and their families battling serious medical conditions, Hanley said. Under the terms of the new collaboration agreement, Cytocom will pay the Institute upfront $1.4 million to secure the use of up to 4 laboratory facilities dedicated to selected research projects. These will include projects of mutual interest and/or those commissioned by the company that explore immune modulation and treatment effects on target TLRs. Cytocom will provide research funding as well as samples and materials to these projects. In return, the company will own any new discoveries that arise from the commission research and will have the option of negotiating a license to new findings resulting from the projects of common interest funded by Cytocom. Cytocom has one of the largest platforms of TLRs in the biopharmaceutical industry and is using its AIMS platform to develop TLR targeting therapies designed to elicit a robust and durable immune response against autoimmune, inflammatory, and infectious diseases and cancers. Its Cyto 200 AIMS program is focused on developing therapies that selectively block the TLR4 protein, a member of the TLR family whose excessive activation is associated with autoimmune diseases and chronic inflammatory conditions. According to the company's website, the AIMS platform is helping to determine how multiple factors impact pharmacological relationships, potency, and selectivity of molecules similar to neurooxymorphone. Using this platform, Cytocom has discovered with more accuracy with the improved properties to address specific patient needs, eliciting immune response levels not achieved by other published immunotherapy approaches, the company wrote on the website. Current Cyto 200 AIMS therapeutic candidates have been or are currently being tested in early clinical trials as potential treatments for Crohn's disease, COVID-19 infection, MS, and fibromyalgia. Of note, Crohn's disease is a type of inflammatory bowel disease, and fibromyalgia is a medical condition characterized by chronic widespread pain. We are excited to work with Cytocom to interrogate the mechanisms of immune modulation and human immunity modulated through toll-like receptors, said Mitchell Kronberg, PhD, LJI's president and chief scientific officer. Collaborations between academic research organizations and the biopharmaceutical industry play a key role in advancing science and informing development to benefit everybody involved. Most importantly, the combined efforts provide hope to the millions of people worldwide who deserve immunotherapies that deliver a healthy life without disease, Kronberg said.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings. Confessions of an MS Ableist. Change begins with me. Life is composed of little awakenings. These epiphanies broaden our horizons. Each invites us to become better versions of ourselves. And while not always welcome, most are necessary for growth. I recently flew across the country to the corporate office of BioNews, the company I work for that publishes MS News Today. After a 14-month hiatus, it felt good to be back in the air. In preparation for my trip, I requested a wheelchair for my connection there and back. I double-checked this request before takeoff. I disembarked the plane to no wheelchair. My legs were numb, and I tripped on the jetway. Embarrassed, I righted myself and made my way to the gate agent. After perusing my ticket, the gate agent said my connection was not that far. I cringe each time I reply to this comment. I had not asked them to quantify the distance. I requested help and should have received assistance. But when challenged, I allowed myself to be intimidated. Instead of stating my need for a wheelchair, I acquiesced. I was disappointed in myself far more than the airline. While they dropped the ball, I kicked it away. I thought about my disability and others who face similar situations. Frustration turned to anger, and anger to resolve. The truth left me disquieted, and at that moment, I vowed to do better. It was one of my awakenings. Before this trip, I would have never described myself as an ableist. I was wrong. According to Stop Ableism, ableism is the practices and dominant attitudes in society that devalue and limit the potential of persons with disabilities. A set of practices and beliefs that assign inferior value or worth to people who have developmental, emotional, physical, or psychiatric disabilities. Ableism is any prejudice toward the disabled. Ableism often goes unchallenged. Internalized ableism is when disabled people view themselves as less than able-bodied people. I displayed internalized ableism when I marginalized my own needs. I felt ashamed until I confided in a dear friend and colleague. We spoke, exposed, cried, prayed, laughed, and hugged. Our shared desire to do better left me inspired. Disabled people experience a different world. Inclusion will evade us until this changes. While I cannot change the world with my view, I can certainly change mine. And that's a good start.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.